Yandaf Yud Gimel Omed Aleph. Let us again start the sugya. Omar Rabbi Yabe Shlomim Sheiziku Goive Mipsoron Veine Goive Meimoreim. Rabbi is going, and we hold Kochim Kalim Momen Bailim. So there's a chiyuv tashlumim. If a sher sher shlomim was mazik, we're speaking about a tam. So the nizik is goyve mipsoron from the besar hashlomim, ve'ene goyve me'emoreim. But from the imurim, he cannot be goyve. So the Gemara asks, pshite, the halacha that Rabab is telling us is poshit, Eimurim ligavoye salki. The Eimurim are oilal mizbeach ligavoye. Is that poshit? He cannot be goive from the Eimurim. As we had mentioned yesterday, there are two mahalchim, how to learn shat in the Gemara's kashe. One way we can learn, Pshat, that since we're speaking about a tam, so a tam is goyve migufoy, so what could he be goyve from the imurim? B'chaye hashlomim, the imurim, any use that can be derived from the imurim, would only be after the Shechita, and after the Shechita, it's L'gavoya Salki. And it's Oil L'Mizbeach, so there's nothing but to be Goyva from. Or we could learn Pshat, that the Gemara held that there's no Chiyuv on the Eimurim Bechlal to be paid for the Hezek. The Imurim are Momin Gavoya Afilu Michayim. Since the Imurim Legavoya Salki, so the Imurim Bechaye Yashlomim is also, it's Momin Gavoya. So Vashteitzich, you can't be Goive from the Imurim. It's not Sherish, it's not Sherayayu. You can only be Goive from the Bosa. So Bekitzer, what is Rabbi Abba telling us? So the Gemara answers, Leitzricha legoiva mipsoron keneged imoreim. Rabbi Abba is telling us that is 100% true, that one cannot be goive from the imurim, and that's poshet. But it'd be a svara to say, but since one can be goive from the bosal, so I would think it'd be capable of being goive from the bosa, the chayle koimurim, and he should be goive the whole chatzin nezik from the bosa. And that is the chiddush of Rab Abba. We do not say this. So let us see Rashi. The Rashi goive chatzin niskoi mibsore, chatzin nezik we goive from the psara shlomen, the nezik Shoyer Tam Mishtalem Migufay, that the Nezik, what a Shoyer Tam created, is Mishtalem Migufay. So the Gemara said, the Chiddush is Leitzricha, Hod Niktoni Eini Goive Meimurim, Hoke Mashmalon. Then Goive Mibsoroi Kineged Imurim. One is not Goive Mibsoroi Kineged Imurim. Ki Goim. Shoyer Shove Mosayim, Shenogach Sher Shove Mosai, Eine Goive Ella Chatzi Demei Besoroi. You figure out how much the Bosa is worth. And from how much the Bosa is worth, he's Goive Chatzi Demei Besoroi. Av Al Gav Dleihavi Mone Sholem, even though if it'll only be Goive from Chatzi Demei Besoroi, let's say the Bosa is worth 150 Zuz Al-Kaponim he can only mon 75 zuz from the Bosa. Aval Gavdoi have a money sholem. The Nizik will not be paid a money sholem. Udmei chatzi imurim. Let's see, the imurim are worth 50 zuz, so he should l'chere be goive 25 from the murim, and that he can't do. Lo yishtalim idmei chatzi ha'acher shel boso. We will not mon the money from the boso. We only mon from the boso half of what it is worth, and that's it. And we'll, and for like we have here two shutfim in this nezik, we will not mon from the boso the chelek of the imurim. So the Gemara asks, Ali b'deman. So who, according to, is Rab Abba telling us this pshat? I alibe de Rabbono, if he's telling us according to the Rabbono, pshite ha'omri ki leke lishtalu mimahai, loy mishtal mimahai. The Rabbono hold that when you cannot be goive from one, the other tzad is not mechuyev to be mashlem the tashlumim. Bi alibe der Rab Noson, ha'oma ki leke l'shtalu mimahai, mishtal l'mahai. Before we see our Rashi, let us just refresh our memories. Rashi, let us first be mevayer the shita of the Rabbonon. The shita of the Rabbonon, Rashi said, and daf nun gimel, Rashi said on the bottom of the Amud, Rashi said as follows. The second line from when the lines start getting white, Abul Rabbonon Boso Miikori Ozli, the Rabbonon, if a shoyer was Dochav Chavere Leboyer, Visovri the Bala Shoyer Kule Hezeka Ova, they hold that I attribute the whole hezek to the shayr. That what the shayr pushes in the other shayr into the bear, it's ke'ilu, he's doing the whole hezek. He's using the bear as a kli to ram the shayr into. But we consider the whole hezek we attribute to the shayr. Hilkach, bimuit, if the shayr was a muit, Balasher Mishalim Kule. So he pays the whole hezek. He made the whole hezek. Ubitam Balasher Mishalim Palge. Upalge Mapsit. The Balaboyer is Bechlau Potter because the Balaboyer can say that you made the hezek. Domalei Bala Boyer, Rashi said before, Lav Turoch, Loi Nofo, Vai Dechifa Maisa B'Yadayim Aboy. You made this whole accident to occur. You pushed him into the boy. You're the whole mazik in this situation. So the Bal HaBoyer by Emur is always Potter. He's not Chayiv, it's the mazik of Boyer. The mazik of Boyer is only when the Boyer was the Siba of the Nefila. If we have another Siba of the Nefila, the Chachomim hold the Baal HaBoyer is Bechlal Potter. Not like Rab Nosson says Baal HaBoyer Hezeke Ko'ovid. Rab Nosson holds the Baal HaBoyer is also a mazik. The Chachomim hold no. In this case, when he was pushed into the Boyer, the only mazik is the pusher. So if the shayr is a mu'at, we'll pay nezik sholem. The shayr is a tam, we'll pay chatzi nezik. And the bayr is potter because the bayr is not considered a mazik in this case. Now, let us see our Rashi. We're going to have many difficulties in this Rashi, but let's just try to explain one at a time. Yalibe der Rabbono. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbonon, Rabab is the Nisposhet. I don't say, ki leke leshtalumi mahai mishtale mahai. So who are the Rabbon? The Pligi Alei the Rabnosen bepeirik sheir shenogach esapore. Gabi sheir shedochav eschaveirei leboir. Vomrinon, and we say over there, according to the Rabbonon, betam bal hasheir mishalem revia, ubal haboir poter, mipnei shezehi piloi, ובמועד בעל אשר משלם חצי, ובעל הבאר פוטר. Now, before we go further, we have a stira. Rashi over there said that according to the Chachomim, by a mu'ed, the share pays the whole thing, by a tam, the share pays the half. And we'll see, Tosfos brings this down from our Rashi. So the Maram says that this Rashi is a gripe. We have to say the way Rashi said before. That's what the Maram says. But let us try to understand Rashi. Nechidushi Rabba Yaleib, he wants to say, no. We had on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, a Shaila in the Gemara, do we say when you have two mazikim, do you say, hi, kula zeika ovid, vahai, kula zeika ovid? Or hi, palga zeika ovid, vahai, palga zeika ovid? And there the Gemara was mafalpul according to Rav Nosson. What does Rav Nosson hold? She held kula zeika ovid, palga zeika ovid. So, in Chedushi Rabbi Yalebi wants to say, it's no stira these two Rashis. Rashi over there is going, if you hold, Hai kula zeika ovid, vai kula zeika ovid. So, a shoyer that pushes into a boyer, he made the whole hezek. The boyer is not chayiv, the bala boyer is not chayiv because it was pushed in. But so it's kula zeika ovid, so it's kula zeika ovid. So therefore, the bala shoyer pays nezek shalom, if he's a mu'et, if it's a tamu, pay chatzi nezek. Here, Rashi is going, if you hold high palge zeikovit, vahai palge zeikovit. So, memele, the hezek came about through the shoyer and the boyer. Each one made a palge hezeke. So, if the shoyer is a muid, he doesn't pay more than a half, because that's all what he did. If the shoyer is a tam, he pays a quarter. Fine. So this stira is not too gefellig. There are two mahalchim in the Gemara. And here Rashi is going that the sugya holds high pal gazekovit vahai pal gazekovit. But that is not the difficulty in Rashi. But let us go further. Alme. Okay, but now we're going according to the shitas of Chachamim. So let us again understand. So the Chachamim hold. Why is the Baal HaBeir potter? So we understand very well the Baal HaBeir is potter because we said, Vosamikor is leaning. It's not good. The mazik is the mapple into the boyer, not the boyer alone. So therefore, the Baal HaBeir is potter. So now Rashi says, "Ubaal HaBeir potter, alme." So we see from the Chachomim, "Ki leke lishtalume mi baal shoyer." When you there, you can't be goyver from the baal shoyer. "Loi mishtalim mi baal HaBeir." You don't pay from the Baal HaBeir. Va'af alpi sheboy nimtza anezek, even though lemaisa the boyer killed him, as we had mentioned, lemaisa the maisa riga was through the boyer, and we don't say kileke leshtalumi mi bal hasher the bal haboyer should pay. Upshita deine goyve mi psoron kineged emirei. So mamele over there, but there's a svara to say. I found your boil the maisa killed my share. Afal pikein, the rabbonon hold the balabeiris potter, and you don't say ki lekilish telumi mi balasher yishtalem mi balabeir. So over here, we don't have the svore avanotu roi v'birech eshkachtei. You can't say that the bosel was the maimis of the shirt. The bosel and the murim together were the maimisim. There's no yichus of the bosel over the imurim, legabi the misis hashem. So Emerson Toisvis asks the kasha, Rabbi Yaleib asks this kasha and Rashi. Now Rashi is a pelagodol. That means we're bringing a raya from the Chachomim that they don't hold the svore of leke lishtalumi mahai mishtalum mahai. Frekt Rabbi Yaleib, he says, let's understand, before we go into this concept that one tzad is mechuyiv to pay if the other doesn't pay, before we go into this concept, but let us understand, why doesn't the boyer pay als boyer? So we say, a boyer is potter in such a case. Boyer is potter because it's considered the whole hap, a boyer is only chayiv if the boyer itself is the siba of the nefila. But if it was pushed in by Yodayim through a shoyer, so it's considered we're miyachas basa mikoras linin, we're miyachas the whole hezek to the shoyer. So that's why alt ber yapota. So how can we start thinking, good, ber is pota, but, kilekilish talumi mahai mishtal maleta ber pay for the shoyer's chaylik. How does that work? Why should he pay if he's not a mazik? So why should he pay? That's the Pella and Rashi. And Bemis and Toisvis has this kasha also. So Rabbi Yaleib wants to say, Amir Adikazach. Rabbi Yaleib wants to say that Rashi held, in Chiddush Rabbi Yaleib, Rashi held as follows. When a shoyer, and let us talk about two cases. When a shoyer hamuit was doichiv another shoyer into a boyer, so, Hypalgezekovit. So let us think the boyer made half a hezek, lemaise. Is the boyer achroi for that half? No. It's called bosamikoraslin. There's no chiyuv als the mazik of boyer. That's what the chachamim hold. The boyer is not considered a mazik if it was pushed in by your day. So on that half, there's nothing what to talk about. You know what there is to talk about? When a shoyer tam pushed in a shoyer into the boyer, and a shoyer tam pays only a quarter, the shaila is, let the boyer pay the other quarter. Let the boyer pay the other quarter. We're not speaking about the half that the boyer made. The boyer should pay the other quarter. Now, what should the boyer pay the other quarter? What's the chiyuv of that? So that Rabbi Yaleib says, Rashi held the din of leke lishtalumi mahai mishtala mahai is if I was mishtatev with a hezik, with another mazik, it's shnayim she'osu. That means I was mishtatif in your hezik. So then I'm mechuyiv to be maslam the chesor in your hezik. We did it b'shutfes. It's shnayim she'osu. So memele alts my chelik, I'm potter. Boyer is potter. But alts your chelik, you're a tam. And you made, how we say, high palgezeka of it, va high palgezeka of it. And I was mishtatev with you, both of us b'shutvis did this ezik that you had done. But it was done together with me. So since we were shutvim in the hezik, Rashi held, that is the svare ileke lishtalumi mahai mishtalum mahai. That there is such a concept. That means since it was done b'shutfis, so it's shnayim she'osu. The din palgezekovet is another din legabi chiyuv tashlumim and each mazik how much I'm mechuyev to pay. Hypalgazeka and Hypalgazeka. But that is if you're done each mazik benifrod. So each mazik is considered, he made palgazeka and the palgazeka that the boyer made, he's potter. But there, Rashi held, is a new svore, ki leke lishtalume mihai. You can't, you know who is the mazik over here? The mazik is the shoyr. And if I was a shutif with the shoyr and the hezik, and he's not paying what he should pay, what his chalik is, that's the din ki leke lishtalume mihai mishtalumai. That's how Rashi understood our Gemara. So Memele, so Rashi says as follows. So just like the Chachamim hold the Baal HaBoyer is not mechuyev to pay by Atam, the other quarter, the chelik of the Shoyer, because they don't hold of this concept of lekel shtalumi mahai mishtalamai. They don't hold of this concept. So why should the bosser pay for what the Imurim did? Why should the bosser, that means, so that's Porsche. What is Rababa telling us? And go even me bosser to negate Imurim, verstehzer. Taki the bosser and the Imurim bishutvis did a hezek. And the Imurim apota to pay. So let the bosser who was mishtatev with the Imurim pay the chelik Imurim. The Chachamim don't hold of such a thing. But let us just go further. Where do we see such a concept? We'll see in Rabnos. If we hold high palgezeka of it by palgezeka of it, if we will hold like this, so then we have to understand Rabnosen. So high palgezeka of it, the shir made half an ezek, the boy made half an ezek, and if the shir is a shir tam, the boy pays 3/4. Now, why does the bird pay 3/4? So we have a Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel that says other cheshbonos, which our Gemara will also say soon. But the Gemara now held, you know what Chan Ramosan is? Ki lekel ishtalum, that's the svara. Take high palgezek of it, high palgezek of it. But since I was mishtatif with you, it was done, it was shnayim shosu, so I'm achroi to be mashlim. I'm achroi to be mashlim the tashlumi on the sokan that you're not paying. That's why the boy pays 3/4, even though palgezek of it. So we see such a concept. In Rav Nosson we see such a concept. So Memele, that is the whole chiddush of Rab Abba. You don't say such a concept. Frek the Gemara, Mimonevshech. If he holds like the Chachamim, no, the Chachamim said that a shoyer shedochav chaveire leboyer, atam pays revia nezik, and the Baal HaBoyer is not mechuyev to be mashlim the chelik of the shoyer, even though it was shnayim shosu. There's a b'chine that the hezek was done b'shutfes, so one is achroi to pay, even though he's not a mazik. But since you were mishtatev, let us say a bad marshal, but just like there's such a din that the Mishnah says in Makis, by anitva lo ivre yavere yamazim, there were two eidim that made hezek, and the third one was nitval. So nitval lo ivre yavere, you get to such an inyan. That is also Nenash. These two were mishtatif in the hezik that the shoyer had done. And that is the machloikis, Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. Rav Nosson said that the Baal HaBoyer pays 3/4. Now, why does he pay 3/4 if you hold palgezek of it? So, there's such a concept of the lekel ishtalumi mahai mishtala mahai. That means that since I bish not als my personal hezik, mazik, but since I was mishtat of you, I have to pay what is missing from you. And that the chachamim achaylik. The chachamim all, they don't have to be mishtat. So the Gemara is asking, mimonevshech, if Rabbah holds like the chachamim, so it's poshet. If he holds like I'm nothing, so he's wrong. I'm nothing holds this as such a concept. This is how Chiddushi Rabbi Yirlei wants to say Pshat and Rashi, so we can understand that Taisvus does not like this. Taisvus asks on Rashi, but I'll call upon him, it can flow a little the Mahalach and the Gemara. Via Libe. Let us go further in Rashi. Vi alibe der Rabnosen, o omar ki leke lishtalume mi bal asher, mishtale mi bal aber, the omar Rabnosen said, bitam bal asher mishalem revia, u bal aber shloishe cholokim. Bemud bal asher mishal machze bal aber machze. So memele, so this is moiridik, that Rashi learned our sugya holds hai palge zeka ovid, vahai palge zeka ovid, and we see from Rav Nosson there's a new concept of a ischaivis of shutvis. That means the balabur is paying 3/4, even though in hilchis mazik is palge zeka ovid, he's only chayiv for his half. But since he was mishtatev with the shayr, and the shayr's chaylik, and the shayr is not paying, so there's an obligation. That's the chiddush of kileke lishtalu mimahai, mishtale mahai. We see Rav Nosson holds this for it. The rabbonim don't know this for it. And according to Rav Nosson, bohinami, so let's say the case of Rabbi Yabe, amayni goyve mipsoren kineged imoreyim. So why don't you say over here that the should be goyve some kineged imoreyim? Hochinami tavayu azik. You have here two mazikim bishutvis, chaylik avoye vechaylik edyet. So we should say the same thing. So that's the most Rabbi, You're saying a chiddush that's very poshut, or 100% wrong. I mean, there's a machlokes. What you're saying is a machlokes to Rabbonon and Rav Nosson. So, say who you're paskin like. Don't tell me halachis. I mean, this is kva nechlu kuboy kamoy. Don't tell me your din. It's a machlokes tanoy. Usvarim dechsiv behen afal gab di ike lishtalume mahay mishtalim. There was another gifts in the Gemara. That Rav Nosson knows, even though one could pay, the other one pays for him. Shabeshti, that's a grace. The awesome lay matzino look me hochi. I don't, there's no such demandiyama and afnun gimel to say that one can pay, the other one's paying for him. That is zichano. So, bekitzer, we have here Akasha and Rabbabe. You're saying a halacha, which is amachloikis the chachamim and Rav Nosson. So don't say egen halacha. Say either I pasken like the chachamim or I pasken like Rav Nosson. It's not yours. So let's see the Gemara further. So the Gemara says, no. Iboy yisayma Rav Nosson. Iboy yisayma Rabban. No, Rabab is saying a moire de kishtik teire. Say according, could be yours like the Chachamim, could be yours like Rav Nosson, he's saying a more than Shtiktoyah. Iboy is Eimer Rabbonim, could be he holds like the Rabbonim. So he said, oh, the Rabbonim don't hold Kilekele Shtalumi Mai Mishtalma, the Boyer, even though it was Mishtatif together with the Shoyer and the Chalik, what the Shoyer did, the Boyer doesn't pay, but the Shoyer is not capable of paying. So he says, you know, hani mili betrei gufi, you know, because they're two. They're talking, they're doing it b'shutvis, but it's a shoyer and a boyer. So there the chachomim hold that the boyer is not mechuyev to be mashlim what the shoyer doesn't pay. It's two different mazikim. So we did together, I'm not obligated for what my shutv did. But, but over here, one behemoth was mazik. It's not, it's a, am I my brother's keeper? Here, pshat, this is one behemoth the behemoth was mazik. So good from the murim, you can't mon. But this is one behemoth that was mazik. So here I would think, matzi amaleis, I would think the nisik can tell him, mikol heichad debine meshtalamna. Here I could say, since this is in Yesod one mazik with two, the two balivorim in this mazik, there's iburim, that's gavoya, and there's bosel, that's chelikabaya, but it's one behemoth. So here could be, here the chachamim are also nochis to say that, listen, I want him from the behemoth, don't show me this. This behemoth was mazik, I'm only from the behemoth. And the bosel, there's enough to cover the hezik, I want him from the bosel. Let's see what Rashi says. Hani milidu emrini ki lekel shlumai lishtalamai betrei gufi ki goin shoyeru boir avo bechad gufi ilo yashminen rababe deine goi vemeim ureyem hava mine de motza omalei that he could tell him mikol eicha de beinim mishtalam. Now listen, this beima was mazik me, this bosa that can cover the hezek, I want a month on the bosa. So, this be such a small. Rabbi Abba says, no. I hold like the Chachomim, and even though it's one goof, you can only mon chatzi nezek from the basar, and that's it. That's Rabbi Abba is telling us a chiddush. You couldn't figure it out from those Rabbonim. It's two goofim, it's one goof. That's one way. And Iboy is saying, Rab Nosson. That the Gemara says could be Rab Abba holds like Rab Nosson. She said, "Ooh, Rab Nosson, he's the one that holds." Kilekel Ashtalumi Laim Ashtalum Ehai. The Gemara says, "Eima Rab Nosson, Nosson who don't lay by the shell, by the bear, and not to lay by birach eshkachtei. My the lesser Ashtalum Ehaiich Mishtalim No Minoch. Avol Hachim Imotzom Abosa Azik Emurim Lo Yazik." So here, our Gemara is going to the Gemara in Daphne and Gimel. Our Gemara is saying, I got news for you. Pshat and Rav Nosson is not, I pay for you. No, I pay for myself. Even we hold high palgezeik of it, high palgezeik of it. But the chiyuv and boir is to pay for the whole hezek since the boir killed him. That means, that's why we wanted to explain yesterday this far, that means, by every boil, there's two chalokim. There's the chalik, a hezik, that the boil is mazik, but the hezik came about through a nefila. The nefila is not through the bala boil. The nefila is a grome ba'alme, which theoretically no one is chayiv for that. But lemaisa the hezek came about through a nefila and through a clap. Now the bala boil made the clap. The grome, so that's called he made half a hezek in reality. And he pays nezek sholem. So we see that for making a clap, you're mechuyev to pay the whole hezek. So you learned wrong. Pshat and Rav Nosson, not Rav Nosson says there's obligations of a shutif to cover the hezek if the other shutif is not paying. Nah, there's no such thing. Rav Nosson never said it. Rav Nosson only said, you know why the boy pays three quarters? Because three valiki the boy had to pay the whole thing. All the time, why does the boy pay the whole thing? He only makes half a hezek. He's not responsible for the nefila. But the Torah said, for this hezek that you made, you have to pay for the whole hezek. So now, grad, he is a shutif. He is a shur that can also mon money from the shur. Fine. So how much you mon from the shur is hakel revach. If the shur is a tam, and the shur is only paying a quarter, so then we come back to the veil. Listen, Rabbi, if it wouldn't have been a shur, you'd pay the whole thing. Get Baruch Hashem, a shur is paying a quarter. But the rest you have to pay, because boy pays nezek shalom. But here the Gemara is telling us that this concept that you are machadish, that there's obligations of a shutif, there's an obligation of a shutif to cover the damages. Rav Nosson never said such a thing in his life. So that's the chiddush of Rav Abba. Rav Abba holds like Rav Nosson, and he's telling you, don't think that there's such a concept. And therefore, there would be so. I hold like Rav Nosson God. And if there would be such a concept, so memelem, then the halacha would be you could mon from the bosel the whole hezek. the whole hezek, the whole chatzi nezek al kaponim? No, there's no such concept. Pshat Rav Nosson's like the Gemara said, Daflin Gimel. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Hosam hu di omar, lei bal asher ha-horug le-bal ha-boir. There the bal asher tells the bal ha-boir, you know why the bal ha-boir pays three quarters. Anot roi bebiroch eshkachte, I found my homies. You killed my shoyer. Lemaisa, does that see it? Your boy was the one that killed my, Lemaisa, your boy killed my shoyer. Hilkach kola nezakola. So bemele, yeah, the nefile. But who killed? Don't tell me the ishtalshulis advorma was mesavim. You killed my shoyer. Hilkach. Kol hanezek olav. So you mochiv to pay for the whole nezek for killing the shir. Elmaisa, there were others involved in this nezek. That's true. The mouth of the shir pushed him in. Is mad the easily lishtalumi beimala shir mishtalin. Whatever I came up from the bala shir, you're 100% right. I can Elmaisa he pushed in. I can come from the shir also. Im tamu mishalim reviya. If it's a tam, he pays reviya. But over here, do you have such a concept that will tell Al Haboso Nimtza Nezik, the Boso was Mazik? That what the Sher got killed is the Boso killed him, Yoisam in Amur. The Behema killed him. And the Behema has two components. There's Boso, there's Emurim. The Emurim we can't chapel with, it's Gavoya. So the Boso is the whole Mazik. You can compare Boso to Boyer. Hilkach, Shover, Chatzi, Emurim, Yavsit. So therefore, there's no such concept whatsoever that since I was mishtatev with a mazik, I have to cover the Dmeya Hezek. That's a Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Loshen Acher. Now let's just see. Rashi had a different girsa also in this Gemara. Loitzricha ligvois mipsoron keneged emureyem. That Rab Abba had said, not that the Chiddush is, you're not goive. Rab Abba said, you are goive, mipsoron keneged emireyim. That's what Rab Abba said. The vada goive mipsoron keneged emireyim. Da'ai goive mipsoron, the koma Rab Abba, for lechel keimurim koma. It's pugfakel. That Rab Abba is saying, you mourn from both. The koporich, so that's going, then hapachu. Yelibe da rabbonon. If Rabab holds like the rabbonon, amai, not pshite. Ha omri, yelibe da rabnosam, pshite. So it's the same sugya, backwards. Es Rabab said, taki yoagoive, and the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? According to rabnosam, it's poshet. According to the rabbonon, you're wrong. Verishen ike, Sarashi says, our gils is mustama the proper gils, the mistavre, the high, The mai the oisvei that what he asked in kamashanle that means we're going back on what was asked from him. The tamuda aseifa the milsa the koma eine goive mireim por pshite. We started off. Rab Abba had said that you're not goive from the imurim, and that the gemara said pshite. Poshid you're not goive. Mum legavoy salke. Baloboy lishnui, my ainy goivis are going back on what he said. My ainy goivim mireim to come, and he goivim mipsorom, kinegedi mireim. That is pshat in some mail, that's why this gears is a good gears. So I'll kaponim, this is pshat in Rashi. Now we'll see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis. Yalibe darabono. Yalibe the Rabbonon the Pligi Alei the Rabnosim bePere Kaporet. Now Taisus is going to bring down the Rashi we had in Apor, the Maram's Girsa. Taisus is learning differently. Yalibe the Rabbonon the Pligi Alei the Rabnosim bePere Kaporet. Kabisher Shadocha Chaver Laboy. ואומר אין דרבון נצאי בטעם, דבר לשר משל עם מחצה, הטעם יפסף, ובר לבויר פוטר, אלמה, כי לקה לשתלומי מבעל השער, יפסף, לא אם משתלם מבעל הבויר, ואף אגב שבוי נמצא הסק, ופשיטה די נגוי ובפסורי כנגד אמור. Just like over there, the Bala Boyer doesn't pay, see also the Bala Boyer doesn't pay. Ad kala shayne. Mashme mi peru shay, from Rashi it would seem, shashayr oise kola hezik, that the shayr does the whole hezik, and that is why by Amuid, that's why Batabi pays half, because he does the whole hezik. And so by Amuid will pay the whole thing. מה שבירושי שהשער עשה כל עסק, או בעל הבויר אין עשה כלום. הלכך, שער מועד משלם נזק שולם, וטעם חצי נזק. ולכך, לא מוציא למדק אלא מטעם ולא ממועד. It means that what the שער מועד pays the whole נזק. So there's nothing over there. כלך לשלום ממהי משתל למהי. I mean, he's paying. The שער is paying everything. Now the deek is, when the share was a tam, so he pays half, and the bear is potter, so we see that, the lekel shlumahim mishtalim mahai, loy mishtalim mahai, v'chem pirish pedyel lekama b'perk apore, Rashi says, claw like that, v'zele shoynei, avol rabonon bosami kore ozli, the rabonon go bosami kore, v'sovri, the Baal Asher Kulezeke Kovet. They hold the Baal Asher made the whole Hesek. Hilkech Bemuid, Baal Asher Mishal Nezek Sholem. Ubetam, Mishalem Chatzi Nezek. Upal Gemapsit. Fine. So Memele, so the Shaila is, we see that the Baal Abayr doesn't have to pay. Fikoshalari, Heichi Dayek, how could you say, according to the Rabbonon, we see, there ain't goive mi psoren kenegede mireye, mi doloi mishtalem mi bal haboyer klum. When the shoyer is atam, the boyer doesn't pay, betam, shemapsit palke. So Tosfos says, atzushtel, tohosom mishum shahaboyer loy osa heziklal. Over there, the boyer did not do any hezek. That's the svar of the chachamim. The iker mazik is the one that threw him in. The boyer is like a wall. You're ramming him into a wall. I didn't do anything. The iker mazik is the shoyer. So if it's a shoyer tam, you're saying, oh, the boyer doesn't pay. It sure doesn't pay. Why should he pay? He didn't do anything. So memele. So there it's poshit. There it's poshit that he shouldn't have to pay. Avol bishlomim shabosa osa kemoi kenezik. And Thaisis is going, we hold high kula zeikovat. Just like over there, kula zeikovat. Because over there, the shir pays nezik shalom. Because high kula zeikovat. Kiven the leker lishtal. So here the shir made the whole hezik. Kiven the leker lishtalum meimurim mishtalim in aboso. Dal kochach svirelei hashta, now the Gemara holds, shnayim sheiziku, haikula zeikovet, vaikula zeikovet. How do you know our Gemara held this? Kivun loy asikadaita taime, the tura bibirach hashkachte. Fakel, that was the Gemara of Afnun Gimel. The Gemara asked if Rab Nosson holds haipalge zeikovet. So in high palkes, why does the boy pay 3/4? So the Gemara was machadish, high totoroi bebir hashkachte. But our Gemara didn't know this yet. So if our Gemara didn't know this yet, so the only way we can understand Rav Nosson is high kula zeikovet, high kula zeikovet. So we're going now, high kula zeikovet. So if it's high kula zeikovet, so it's pilei ploim. So bish loime, by Shoyer and Boyer, so the Shoyer made the whole Hezek. The Boyer did not make any Hezek, so you're the Yimon from the Shoyer. The Shoyer was a Tam, so he pays Chatzin Hezek. But over here, the Haikula Zekov, the boss made the whole Hezek. Haikula Zekov, Haikula Zekov, so let the Shoyer pay for the whole Hezek. So what's the comparison one to the other? kochs mir lehasche, schneimst du sie kai kula seiko, wei kula seiko, kim lehasse kadaite, taime de turbe birchas kachte. Die I kol chad vachad palge seiko ovet, if you'll say each one is palge seike, is lomi yishalem betamla amnosen balabur, schleusche chalok, it takes this discussion. If palge seiko ovet, how do you understand amnosen? It doesn't make sense. Why should the balabur pay 3 quarters? That doesn't make sense. He was mazike here, and he pays 3 quarters. And without a legitimate reason, the Mora wanted to say that Rav Noson knows how Paul Gezek of it. So Moshe said, why does he pay 3 quarters? Till the Gemara came to the Schiddush, but we're going before that. So our Gemara Kolchach had a whole Taikula Zekovit. So this is Taisvus Kashit. So Taisvus Kashit is, there's no logical reason for a person to pay more than he was Mazik. So Memele, so the Boyer is not called a Mazik according to the Chachamim. We say Bosami Kori, you look at the one who threw him into the Boyer. So therefore, by a tam, the share pays half, and the bear is potter. But over here, I compared this to here. Here, the bosser and imurim, I kula zekov, the murim doesn't pay. So let the bosser pay. Then Taisus asks another kash, a very interesting kash. V'oi, menolei li talmude de l'rabonon betam mishalem, Balasher Machze Balaber Potter, Dilma Betam Balasher Mishala Machze Balaber Mishala Machze, Rabon and Omri Abalaber Potter Airi Bemut. That means Taisus is asking like this. Taisus Namurdike Kash. The Gemore and Afnon Gimel brought down the Machloikis, the Chachomim and Ramnosen as follows. The Chachomim says, Sheir, Shadocha v'schaveri l'boir. The Chachomim say, Bal hasher chayiv bal abor potter. That's what the Chachomim said. Rav Noson oimer, Bal hasher mishalei machtze, u bal abor mishalei machtze. Fine. That's the lotion of the barais. Then the Gemara says, ooh, I have another barais. Now we have problems with Rav Noson. Rav Noson said, Bala Asher Mishalom Revier, Bala Ber Mishalom Mishloisha Chalokim. So Moses says, oh, that's talking about a tam. Okay, that's a second Baraisa. But let's go on the first Baraisa. You had a problem with the second Baraisa, with numbers, like an Akimte is talking about tam. But let's talk about the first Baraisa. The first Baraisa, we're talking about a Mu'ud. We're talking about a Mu'ud. So on the first Baraisa, it says that Sher Shadochav Chavera Leber. So, Rav Noson says, the shur pays half, the bur pays half. The chachomim hold, the shur pays, the bala shur chayiv, the bala bur potter, which means, the bala shur is the mazik, he pays the whole thing, the bala bur is potter. That is the machloikis, Rav Noson and the chachomim. Now, we're coming into a new concept. What is the din if one can't pay, if the shutif is obligated to be mashlim? I don't have a baraisa with the chachomim that speaks about this. The chachomim never spoke about this. The baraisa that the chachomim spoke about is speaking about a mu'ud. By a mu'ud, the sher pays the whole hezek, the bayeris potter, that's bala sher chayim, bala bayer potter. And there, Rav Noson says, each one are equal mazikim, each one pays half. That is the machloikis Rav Noson de Chachomim. Now you ask me a kasha, you know, there's such a concept of kilekel eshtalumi ma'im eshtalamai. The Rabbonon don't hold of that. And Shuldik, where did you see this? I don't have such a Rabbonon. They never spoke about such a case. You tell me there's such a concept? Maybe the Rabbonon also holds of that. So maybe by a tam, since the shur only pays Taisvus is asking, maybe by a time when the share only pays it, maybe the boy is mishtatev. You don't have a chachomim. That's Taisvus kasha. Yeah. דילמה בטעם בעל השם משל מחסה, בבר משל מחסה, בוא נבעל לשם פות, אי, במות. ונראה לרי. Now, so this is based with Shlokda Prashi, but we have to say Pshat Nagimot. Now again, we have to understand that Taisus learned our whole sugya, that we hold Haikula Zekov and Maikula Zekov, because the Gemara was first Machadish Leiden, Rab Nosson, that Tanot Rebbe Bir Hashkat. V'nira Lari, the Rabbonon the Omri Baal Hasher Chayev, who Baal HaBoyer Potter, by Amuit, it says Baal Hasher Chayev, who Baal HaBoyer Potter, Hainu, the Baal Hasher Mishalei Machze, B'muit, U'betam Revi'a, U'baal HaBoyer Potter Legamri, Shleichai V'Kosuv Boyer Aleichet Denofal Memele, Tersiv V'Nofal Shomo Shail. Avom Acherem Apilem Oysoi B'Boyer Potter Baal HaBoyer. So just one second. First of all, Taisvis is saying, according to the Chachomim, if a Muid was Doichef Asher unto a Boyer, according to the Chachomim, the Asher pays half, we hold Hakula Zekov it, and the Boyer is Potter. If a Tam Tumin, the Asher pays a quarter, the Boyer is Potter. Fine. Now, why is the boyer potter? So Tosfos says, Gzeiras HaKosov. Not, he's not a mazik, not Rashi, Gzeiras HaKosov. It says, V'nofal V'loishi Pilu. Gzeiras HaKosov. A share that was pushed into a boyer, the Baal HaBoyer is potter. Fine, okay. V'hochi yochi perusha omri, kilek elosh tzulumi mi Baal HaBoyer, So, Afal Pikein Chomim say, the Sher pays a half, the Boyer is Potter. Now, by the Boyer is Potter, I don't have any problems whatsoever. This is Zeir Sakosu, the Boyer is Potter. Gnof al Shomer, v'loi ipilu achei. Fine. I have a problem, let the Sher pay the whole thing, als Haikula Zekov. Why does the share pay a half? Als the aloche of haikula zeika ovid, he's not donating. Taisus holds there's no such concept. If you're not a mazik, you don't have to pay off the nizik. You don't have to be mashal. But we hold haikula zeika ovid, haikula zeika ovid. Why doesn't, in the chachamim hold that the share pays half by a mood? Why doesn't he pay the whole thing? Fine. So you see, even though there's a concept of Haikula Zeka of it, and that's the Sfar of Rav Nosson Taka holds, by Sheir and Boer, by Atam, the Boer pays three quarters because Haikula Zeka of it. Rav Nosson Taka went like that. Rav Nosson said that, Rav Nosson said, listen, the share is a town, so let the boyer pay three quarters. Why should the boyer pay three quarters? I could have said COVID. So why should he pay? If the share isn't paying, let the boyer pay three quarters. That's what Rav Nosson said. So why didn't the Chachamim say, let the share pay Nezik Sholem if it pushed it into the boyer? I could have said COVID, I could have said COVID. Is that right? The Chachamim hold, even though I could have said COVID, you only pay half. Now this we have to understand. But the Al Kaponim, these are the words of Taisvis. That means, even though Haikula Zeikov, that's the Machloikis, but just let's understand the words. that. That's the machloikis Rav Nosson in the Chachamim. When you have haikula zeikovid vahaikula zeikovid, and you can't mon from one of them, what happens now? So Rav Nosson says, well, listen, if you can't mon the yevaboyer that's kula zeikovid, and there's a tam, the tam pays a quarter, so the boyer will pay three quarters. Why? Not generosity, not donations, because the kula zeikovid. So therefore, he's responsible to pay what the shoyer does not pay. In Memeila, according to Rav Nosson, if you have bosor and imurim, the imurim are not paying, so bosor I call as a govit, so versteht sich, the bosor should pay the whole thing. That's Rav Nosson. So my ask, according to Rababe, why you go even all less from the balabosor? According to the Chachamim, we see the Chachamim hold a Meirdike Chiddush. That even though Haikula Zeikovit, Vaikula Zeikovit, Afal Pikein, if the boy doesn't pay, because there's a Gzeisa Kosov, but, so why doesn't the Shoyer pay? So you see, even though Haikula Zeikovit, Vaikula Zeikovit, the Shoyer is potter to pay. And why? We won't speak about that tonight. So I'll kopon him. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara is beautiful.